D'mai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Ha'omer l'mishenu neman ala maisrus. Person says to somebody that's not trusted on maisrus, kachli mimi shehu neman, u'mimi shehu ma'aser. Go get from me from somebody that's trustworthy and takes off maisrus. Einu neman. So this guy that comes back, he's not believed. Why not? Because this guy is going to, when he goes and walks out, he says, you know what? I think that Yankul is trustworthy. He may not be trustworthy to Mr. Chavar over there, but to me he's trustworthy, and he's going to absolve himself of his responsibility by finding somebody that doesn't have the same standards as the person that sent him. Me'ish ploni, however, if he's specific, and he says, get from me food from Ruvain, Hareze Neman. Now the Amaretz is believed, because he does not have permission to get from someone else. And Lechari, he'd be afraid, because this person can be asked afterwards. Holach likach mimeno. So now, what if he goes out to get from this Ruvain? Va'amar lo, but then he says back to Shimon, who sent him out, Lo matzasiv, I didn't find Ruvain, v'lakachti loch mi'achashu Neman. But don't worry, even though I didn't find Ruvain, I got it from somebody else. I got it from Yankel. He's really Neman. Eino Neman, so he's not believed. For the same reason, because once he doesn't get the food from the person that was specified that he should get it from, he very well may absolve himself by getting somebody that's not really Neman in the sender's eyes. And Taisus Yontif says, and don't think that the guy can say amigo now. Say, well, I could have told you I got it from Ruvain, and you know, and then you would have believed me and been able to eat it. So now that I tell you that I got it from somebody else, you should also believe me. So that's not a real amigo, because he can always find out afterwards with Ruvain. So this guy, this shliach, would be afraid to say such a thing. So we don't say amigo on that.